And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, I'm Dave Clemens, and in studio I have my friend Lauren Labine. She's the marketing coordinator for Hospice of Redmond. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Nice to see you again.
Yeah.
Last time I saw you, I believe we were talking about the Festival of Trees.
We were.
That's a big event for you guys.
It's a huge event.
Big fundraiser.
Yeah.
Another thing that you guys do is this thing called Camp Sunrise.
Yes.
Tell us what that, what is Camp Sunrise?
Yeah, so Camp Sunrise is a bereavement camp for children. So Hospice of Redmond, we raise funds at events like Festival of Trees, and we have these special programs that are free to the community. So Camp Sunrise is, it's actually its 27th year this year.
Wow.
Which is amazing. It's every June, the third weekend in June, out west of Sisters at Subtle Lake Camp. And so we host usually, 30 to 40 children who have experienced recent loss in the community. So, they could live in Madras, Prineville, Redmond, Bend, Sisters, but maybe they're grieving a parent who passed away, a grandparent, a sibling, a classmate, even a pet. It's a free 3-day overnight grief camp for kids. And so we do arts and crafts. We do all kinds of different things, songs, campfires. And social workers actually created the curriculum for this. It's really special, and it can be a really healing experience for the kids.
Okay. And we were talking a little bit off the air. And not as many people utilizing this. I mean, a lot of people do utilize it, but not as many as we'd like, right? I mean, we've got room if people want to get involved.
Right. So last year we had about 20 children attend camp. And, it's great to think that maybe only 20 children in Central Oregon are grieving, but we know that there are more. And so it's free. It's an amazing program. And actually this year, for the first time, we're trying to launch a teen program as well. So the overnight camp is June 20th through 22nd. And then the day-long teen grief retreat is on the 21st of June. So the teen program is just one day. It's a long, big, full day. And then the children's program for kids ages 7 to 12 is overnight that weekend, June 20th through 22nd.
Got you doing a 3-day thing there.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody is interested and want to find out how to get in on this camp, what do they need to do?
hospiceofredmond.org. And then if you go to the events tab, you can click on Camp Sunrise. We already have applications for campers on the website ready to go. We're accepting applications. We also always need volunteers. So if you're interested.
That was my next question is, do you have enough volunteers for this?
We have amazing volunteers, but we always need more.
Okay.
And so we don't have all the volunteers yet committed for that weekend. So if you have a heart for children and you want to give back, we are accepting applications for volunteers as well.
Okay. Camp Sunrise. I actually know someone that attended Camp Sunrise when they were a child.
Wow.
And always had great things to say about it.
Oh, good.
So I think you guys are making a difference with this.
Glad to hear it. Yeah, great. It's exciting. It's our 27th year. So.
Wow. Anything else we need to know?
Nope, don't think so. Just go to hospiceofredmond.org, events tab, Camp Sunrise, and you can fill out an application and send those our way.
Wonderful. We've been talking to Lauren Labine. She's the marketing coordinator for Hospice of Redmond. Thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's going to do it for Inside Central Oregon this week. A few announcements before I go. Have you ever wondered why certain communities around the world enjoy longer, healthier lives? Discover the Power 9 Principles of Longevity at the Redmond Senior Center Wellbeing Series on Wednesday. You can get more information at redmondseniors.org/wellbeing. And again, that's this coming Wednesday. The City of Bend Police Department, they've posted the results of its biannual online community survey conducted in October and November of last year. The department, with its partners at Portland State University, sent out invitations to 20,000 households in the city, inviting them to fill out the survey to gauge our feeling of safety in Bend. If you want to access the complete report and past survey reports, you can go to bendoregon.gov/government/departments/police/community-info. The Cascade Corral Association is performing the classics on Saturday and Sunday, March 15th and 16th. That's next weekend at Bend Nazarene Church. It's free to the public, but donations are appreciated, featuring music from Mozart, Beethoven, and Schubert. Get more information at cascadescorral.org. That's all I got this week. We'll meet here again next week on this radio station for Inside Central Oregon.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.